JD and I both grew up in very low-income families. I was raised in a neighborhood in Roanoke that's probably better known for its massage parlors and its rough bars than for having great schools. And we were on Section 8. We were on food stamps. And while the neighborhood was rough, it was actually a step up for us. By all rights, we probably should have been living in public housing, which during the 1980s in Roanoke was pretty rough.
Like J.D. Vance, Mark Lynn Ferguson also managed to get out of poverty.
I didn't do it on my own. I had an amazing amount of assistance, starting with, you know, a family that, even though they didn't have a lot of formal education themselves, they valued it. I went to a magnet school of the arts in high school, which helped build my confidence. I had teachers that would take time during their off hours to drive me to speaking competitions.
Ferguson got financial aid to go to college, and a boss of his co-signed the loan so he could go to Harvard. Vance went to Yale.
You know, J.D. in Hillbilly Elegy, he tells an amazing personal story, and he writes beautifully. He actually shows a great deal of compassion towards people who have addictions or mental illnesses. I think where things start to go off the rails is when he generalizes. He claims to represent not just deeply damaged people, but all hillbillies. He leaves the reader with this impression that most people in Appalachia live in some perpetual state of violence or apathy or anger or entitlement. And I don't think that's true.
Vance grew up in an Ohio steel belt town that he writes has been hemorrhaging jobs and hope. But Appalachia is a big region, comprising parts of 13 different eastern states.
What I see is that most people, even ones who are struggling financially, they don't live that way. And the region itself is actually on an economic upswing. If you look at data from, say, 1960, right before the war on poverty, and you compare it to data from 2010, 50 years later, the number of high poverty counties in the Appalachian South dropped some 60%. And I think that's a pretty remarkable transformation in a region that still is portrayed as destitute.
Ferguson now lives in Alexandria, Virginia, where he does marketing and promotion for nonprofits. He writes about this region in his blog, The Revivalist, as a way of keeping connected to his roots.
I think there's a lot of reason to have hope in what's happening in Appalachia, and that doesn't really convey in Hillbilly Elegy.
But where Vance gets it right, says Ferguson, is when he writes about the hillbilly connection to now President-elect Donald Trump.
Trump is appealing because he's colloquial. He's a smart aleck. He talks a lot like people who are poor or working class talk. And he's sticking it to elites who, even, you know, when they were doing things that helped working class people, they weren't connecting to those people. And those people have felt ignored for a long, long time.
Like J.D. Vance, Mark Lynn Ferguson traces his roots to Scots-Irish culture. His date back to the 1820s. In his blog, he focuses on the charms of one of the few still intact old cultures in this country and how it's evolved, from the annual Appalachian Food Summit that draws national attention to the Crooked Road Music Trail that brings the region $13 million a year, and former coal miners turned computer coders in a part of Tennessee they call Silicon Holler.
There are advantages to having been isolated from the rest of the world for a few hundred years, right? We actually, I think, do have a sense of heritage, a sense of culture, a sense of distinct identity that you see in everything we do. You hear it in our accents. You see it in the foods that we eat. You certainly hear it in our music. I mean, bluegrass and old-time music are products of the Appalachian South that have been exported around the world. They're maybe our biggest ambassadors. You know, there are bluegrass bands in Japan now, which is remarkable that we've had this kind of cultural influence on the world. And for all the stereotypes, for all the characterizations of hillbillies as poor or backwoods or, you know, like J.D. Vance portrays them as violent and apathetic, I think there's also a lot of magic that comes out of our region, and people see that too.
My mother, daddy, heaven.
I'm Robbie Harris.